Hi, good afternoon. My name is Randy. I'm on the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is a recorded line.
Good afternoon. You said Randy, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Randy John, Ira Legal Intake. I have a potential claimant on the line for, it's a new claim for the hair relaxer injury.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And her name is Keona Lewis. If you see that,
I
I
do. I
can
say
assist you with it.
Keonna
Great. Yep. Got
Lewis.
spelling
Got
right.
it. Yes,
There
sir.
you go. And then her number is 309 area code 857-4607.
Thank you so much. Okay, I'll take care of her. Do you want to
Not a
transfer
problem.
her?
Okay.
Thank
Sure.
you.
Miss Lewis, I have Mr. Randy on the line for you, ma'am.
Okay.
Hi, Miss Lewis. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. My name is Randy Reese, like the peanut butter cups today. I'm on a recorded line, and I do understand you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to file a claim for the hair relaxer lawsuit.
Yes.
Okay, ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and I'm sorry, this is a housekeeping question. It's basically the same question, but I need to ask it, and then we'll be done with those type of questions. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this matter, but most specifically, have you no, you're willing to affirm that you've not signed documents with another law firm? Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Now, ma'am, was it you or a loved one that was that used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Myself.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with a form of cancer, endometrial uterine or ovarian cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Which one, ma'am?
Ovarian cancer.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Are you aware of whatever subtype there was with that ovarian cancer? I can read a couple too. Was it tumors, epithelial tumors?
It was epithelial.
Thank you, ma'am. I knew kind of knew that one because that would be the most common, so I'm not trying to lead you in any way, okay? And you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
And I'm so sorry about your ailment too, ma'am. I really am. And oh, now, do you know when you were diagnosed with this cancer? The date?
You said when I was diagnosed.
Yes, ma'am. What was your diagnosis date?
I was diagnosed around, I want to say September 2023.
September of 23. Okay. Would it be, and they'll find the, they'll pull your records if we have a claim. So would I be safe in putting September 1st of 23?
Was like the beginning of September, so I don't know the exact date, so
Okay,
you
so
could
you,
put the first.
okay, thank you, ma'am. We'll go with the first on that. And what was your age when you were diagnosed?
Of 31.
Okay. Oh, you're so young. And who was your doctor? Now, I'm going to pull him up on Google to get the address and phone number. So who was your doctor that diagnosed you?
That was Dr. Michelle Corey.
Doctor. And where was that at? What hospital, what facility, what state actually? I could find it from there.
Was in Peoria.
Illinois. Peoria, there she is. Or, yeah, it's a he. I have Thomas Corey, or did you say Michelle Corey?
I said Michelle Corey.
That's what I thought you said, right? There's a Thomas also. On. Okay, they spell it a little differently. That's why it came up a little different. Thank you for that. There she is. Okay. And that would have been the Corey Center for Gynecology and Integrative Women's Health. Is that correct? In Peoria?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And that was Dr. Corey. Let me just type it in. It's easier. This looks like an excellent facility, by the way. I do see a lot of them, trust me. She's got excellent reviews. So hopefully you're doing well from that. Okay, just doing a little more copy and pasting, and there's the phone number. Now, can you confirm I do have this at 6708 Knoxville Avenue in Peoria? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, let's going to make me type the vote number into 309-692-6838. All right. Thank you, ma'am. And then again, now, you were diagnosed there in Illinois, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a two-year statute. You are within the time frames. Thank you for that. Every state has different statute of limitations on when you could file the claim. You are within the window here for your state.
Okay.
Now, and this is just a yes or no question. Do you currently live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Those are the really short limitation states, is why they asked me to ask that. Now, ma'am, on average, how many times a year would you say you use the hair relaxer prior to getting diagnosed?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How many times did you use the hair relaxer per year before you got your diagnosis?
I use it twice a month.
Ooh.
Not the exact days. So, I mean, hold on just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I had a call study trying to come through. It's my boss at work. I'm trying to send her a text message.
That's fine. You can always put me on hold. But I would tell you they have started settling these claims, so we should get you in the list. But whatever you need to do, I'll wait, whatever. Do you need me to wait right now?
I'm actually texting her to just tell her I'll give her a call back. How long do you think this is going to be?
5 minutes, maybe 10 if you have questions.
Okay, I'm going to let her know that I'll give her a call back in about 10-15 minutes.
There you go. You'll be good. We're pretty close to finished, actually. Well, about a quarter of the way. I'll go a little quicker, though, for you.
Okay, I'll send the message.
Okay, cool. Now, going back, the question that we're on is I asked you on average how many times per year did you use it. You said you use it twice a month, so that would be about 24 times a year, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. My wife probably is about that much, too, to be honest with you. Ma'am, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And what is your date of birth, please?
10/28/1992.
That's 10/28/1992, correct?
Yes.
And have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Thank you. And don't forget, upon conclusion of this call, you are going to have my contact information. If you know anybody else that wants to talk about this claim, please pass on my information there. Now, approximately when did you start using the hair relaxer? Now, you don't have to give me exact, but give me a good idea, and I can help you jog your memory a little bit. But when did you think you started using it? Month, approximate time of the month, and the year?
It was like around the beginning of February, 2015. Like around that time.
Okay. So I put February 5th, 2015. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. And when do you think you stopped using hair relaxer?
I was using it for years, but I think it was around like, I'm going to say May. I know it was the year of 2022.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And you used it strictly in Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. And they don't give me a checkbox for twice a month, so I'm going to hit monthly. But then how many years do you think you used the hair relaxer in consecutive years?
I'm going to say.
Well, from the date you gave me, that would be 7. Did you have interruptions in there?
Well, I've used it for 7 years, but I wouldn't call it like interruptions. I say, okay, I said I use it twice a month, right?
Right.
So, like, sometimes I would probably go 3 or 4 months without using it.
No, that's cool. But did you ever go a whole year without using it?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so the answer is 7 then, because you used it consecutively for each of those 7 years. You may not have used it, like you just said, every month for those 7 years, but the question wasn't monthly, it was yearly, so you're good. So that would be
right.
7.
Okay,
cool. Now, did you use the treatment at home, salon, or both?
At home.
Okay.
I probably used it at a salon probably like twice.
Okay. Do you remember which products you use? And I can give you a list. Dark and Lovely Motions, Organic Root Simulator, Soft and Beautiful Just for Me, Optimum, TCB, Affirm. I can keep going if you need me to. L'Oreal.
I use Revlon.
Revlon. Gotcha. It's on the list. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let me keep going. And what type of treatment did you receive?
I had chemo, like after I got diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
I had chemotherapy and radiation therapy.
Thank you. Radiation. Okay. And do you remember approximately the date that you got your first treatment?
I want to go with, I forgot when I got my first treatment.
Well, was it shortly after, was it shortly after your diagnosis?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you know, usually it is. Sometimes they're the next day. So if that helps jog your memory, we came up with September 1st of 23 was your diagnosis of the cancer. So it's going to be shortly after that. What do you think?
It was in September. Like I said, I can't remember the exact day.
Okay. But it's going to be sometime after the 5th, after your diagnosis date, correct?
Yeah, in the year of 2023.
So. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay. So we'll go with September 5th. Do you think it was like a couple weeks?
Yeah.
Because they usually get you back in there pretty quickly.
Yeah, they do.
I know they do. Now, where was I? Now, Dr. Michelle Corey, was she also your treating doctor? Did you go back to see her when you got treatment?
Yeah.
Okay, let me put that back in there. That's going to be some copy and pasting, so bear with me, ma'am. And I'm trying to go as quickly as I can. I think you might be able to tell in my tone of voice.
Yeah,
thank you. Well, no worries, but we don't want to miss anything at the same time. You know what I mean? So... Okay, here we go. Okay, da 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 da. Okay, you know what? I could just do it this way. Be quicker for you. This, for some reason, their particular website doesn't. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Some websites don't like you to copy and paste the info that's on it.
Yeah.
So it's, okay. Thank you. So it's giving me a bad time about that. That's why usually I'm much quicker. Number one. Okay. So I just decided to type it. What the heck? Old school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. IL 61614. And then phone 309-692-6838. Okay. Thank you. Now, please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
And your marital status, ma'am?
I'm single.
Okay. Hold on. And I'm going to read... a list of ethnicities, and you can tell me which box I should check: Black, White, Native American, Other, or Unsure.
Okay.
Which one should I check here? What do you identify with?
Black.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And can you please spell your first name for me?
A-E-O-N-N-A.
And then your last name, Miss Lewis?
L-E-W-I-S.
Thank you. And is there any suffix to your name, Ms. Lewis?
No.
Okay. And your social security number, please. This is for the attorneys.
327-888-8042.
Thank you, ma'am. And for your primary contact, I have lewis_kiona3@yahoo.com.
Yes.
And 309-857-4607, is that your best contact number?
Yes.
And is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
And do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Either or, it doesn't matter.
Best time of the day to get a hold of you, ma'am?
Morning.
Gotcha. And please give me your best contact address, and I'm going to put this into Google, so go for it. Your address, please.
308 East Nebraska.
Like the state?
New York.
Yeah. No, so it's in Peoria, Illinois. I got you.
Yeah.
I confused you there. Sorry. No, I did that. I'll take the apology on that one, ma'am. 308 East Nebraska Avenue, Peoria, Peoria County, in Illinois, 61603, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And now, you don't have to have them in your possession on this phone call, but can you confirm that medical records do exist, and if the attorneys ask you, you'll be able to help in getting them, or do you have them already?
I don't have them already, but I will be able to assist on getting them.
Okay, no real problem. I'm going to put a yes mark. And if they ask, you could mail them electronically or both, whatever they ask for, correct?
Correct.
Now, you do know they exist, though, correct? It's only been a year, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, ma'am, this is the last question. Although I do have space for you. Hold on. Let me just make sure I didn't miss anything. Let me go back up. Looks like I might have missed something. Okay, you did use the hair relaxer for more than four times a year in any of a single year prior to getting diagnosed with cancer, correct?
Correct.
I did ask that. I don't know why I forgot to check the box. So I covered both of us and just asked it again, ma'am. Okay, let's see the other one. And there was one other one, cancer diagnosis, two or more years after first full year of use. And yes, we know that did happen too. Okay, that box should not be blocked. Okay. The cancer I don't know again why I forgot. Maybe I didn't check the box. Did your cancer diagnosis happen two or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Now, the last question. I'm so sorry about that. I just want to make sure we had it right. We do request an emergency contact phone number. This is in case something happens to you if we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we have found it necessary. So what I need is the name, phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe to you. That's it. First name is cool.
Okay, Lavinia.
Lavinia?
L-O-U.
L-O-U. I almost had it right. L-O-U.
B-E-N-I-A.
And what is Lavinia's phone number?
309-229-4420.
And is she your friend? What is Lavinia?
She's my mom.
She's your mom. Okay. I love that. Now, I do have some blank space here for additional notes. Is there anything else you'd like me to put? The form itself is pretty thorough, so it's not required.
No, that's fine.
How are you doing now?
I'm doing better now, so
okay.
I'm good. I'm free, so like that's always a big plus.
It is, ma'am. That wasn't an actual real question. I just asked that myself because I like to make sure you're doing okay. Now,
okay.
Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Like as far as like signing it on electronically, or what are you asking?
Yeah, have you ever signed them via electronically, correct?
Yes.
Now, you did tell me that you have not gotten an attorney, correct?
Correct.
Okay, because it is showing that you have a contact. So what I need to do is change your email one time. So I'm going to put a 1 in front of it and see what happens. Then I'll fix it. Let's see what happens. Okay, it's going through now. Yeah, you should have just gotten a text message from me. Do you see that? Oh, wait a minute. You know what? You wouldn't have gotten it yet. Hold on. Sorry. There, I got the ding. It just created the contact. Okay. Okay, it's spinning on my end, Miss Lewis. You should get it in 1 second. It should come through.
Okay, I have it.
Okay, go ahead and click on that. The text message, and what'll happen is it'll take you to a page that'll ask you to agree to receive information from me electronically, and then the rest of it's pretty self-explanatory. Just hit start, continue making a signature, and I'll get a notification.
Okay.
And I'm right here if you need help. How are you doing? Are you doing okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. And then what'll happen is I'll send you a copy of it to your email once I've corrected your email. I had to put a one in front of it to get it to go through. And you can review it later if you'd like to. But what'll happen from here, I'm also going to text you my contact information. What'll happen from here is you'll get a call from an attorney. It's your attorney. It's 84 Pulaski. They're going to reach out to you. It's just a verification call. They'll have your document. I'm going to send it over to them. I will send you my contact information, which is Randy Reese, and I'm here in Irvine. If you have additional questions, you're more than welcome to reach back out to me. I know you got to go to work. That's why I'm telling you this. And as far as the contract goes as well, at any time, if you have any questions, you can reach out to me or the attorney. But Ms. Lewis, we will let you out of the contract if there's ever a question or a need to. There's no charge to you. Okay. The only time there would be a fee is if we are successful in your case, and then it's a 60-40 split. You get 60. It's a pretty good deal.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Okay. If you do, if you think of anything else, you can call me back. And if I made any mistakes, I'll get back to you. Okay.
Okay.
So just hang tight. Watch for those text messages. I'm going to be sending them to you. I wasn't going to make you stay on the phone to wait to get them. But the first one I just sent is my phone number. So if you have a question, you can call me directly. Okay, ma'am?
Okay. Thank you.
And thank you so much for taking the time. I know that you're busy. So thank you for taking the time and participating in this claim. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a blessed day and happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.